Welcome, Trojans one and all, to the latest edition of the Trojan Talk podcast, recorded, edited, and produced from the offices of Troy University Athletics. My name is Barry McKnight. Troy Volleyball has opened the 2025 season with three road matches already in the books. The Trojans open the home schedule this Saturday, September 6th, at Sparkling Trojan Arena with a 2 o'clock match against Jackson State. Then at home this coming Wednesday versus Mercer at 6. Troy head volleyball coach Josh Lauer is in his ninth year now leading the program, and he stopped by our studios on campus for a wide-ranging conversation with me on the latest Trojan Talk podcast. Appreciate you being with us. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, always good to visit with you, Barry, and talk a little volleyball and athletic shop with the Trojan faithful. Yep. So let's do it.
Well, it's been a little volleyball so far.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, you're three matches in. When you and I talked in a live interview that we did not that long ago, you mentioned just about how daunting and challenging the pre-conference schedule is. Georgia, Samford, and Auburn so far. You mentioned that it's because you want to find out about your team, they want to find out about each other, right?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we came back after a tough night at Auburn. You know, I think we learned a lot about our team. And so I ran over here today after, you know, two video sessions with players. You know, our team's hungry. They want to get better. And you know, we feel like when you play that level of competition, you really figure out what you need to work on and hone as a team, right? I think that playing against good competition and the feedback you get, win or lose, is what helps you get better over the course of the season. Winning sometimes is the great masker of what's actually happening. Losing is the great exposer of what's actually happening. And so no one wants to lose. Everybody wants to win. But like we talked about at the beginning of the week on Trojan Talk, you know, we're in this as a season-long journey, right? And we have to figure out what we need to get better at as early as possible so we can work on it and make it right as soon as possible. And that's where we're at right now.
I know that over your tenure, really, and certainly over the last couple of years, you've had several real, for lack of a better phrase, alpha dogs, people that the team rallies around. Just recently, people like Julia Brooks, who is now on your staff, and Tori Hester. This year, I don't think anybody had any doubts that the person to whom this team needed to rally around was going to be Amaya Butler.
For sure. You know, and there's no better description of alpha dog than Amaya Butler. You know, she wants it. She's passionate about it. She holds herself to a high standard, you know, and we are helping her understand what that is.
Right.
You know, and it is a really challenging thing. You know, we talk all the time about every role player wants to be a starter.
Right.
And then they get to be a starter and they realize that when you're out there, the pressure and the expectation and the weight from the team is much heavier when you're a starter than it is when you're a role player. And then you go from being a starter to the alpha dog.
To the face of the program.
To the face of the program. And that, too, is a new challenge, one that I think Amaya is embracing. I think that she is learning through it. And, you know, is going to continue to flourish and blossom in that role. But this is the first time she's, like, really in it, right? And, of course, the coach went and scheduled Georgia and Samford and Auburn in the first three matches.
Right.
And so we have to, you know, we got to help navigate her through, hey, these are the things that are real. These are the things that, you know, we're going to be difficult to overcome. Keep them in perspective, and I think she's got the right mindset for it. You know, you know, to kind of be that person, you know, to be that Cheyenne Hayes, Julia Brooks, Tori Hester, you know, and now Amaya Butler, you know, all of those players went through a learning curve on that.
Sure.
You go through really high highs, and then, you know, you get challenged. You get challenged by the opponent. You get challenged by your coaches, you know, and that's where Amaya's at right now. But she's more competitive and emotionally stable. And I mean, like, the competitive emotion than she's ever been. You know, it shows her maturity and things like that, and her eagerness to get back and, you know, and be what the team needs for her to be. You know, no one's more excited about that than Amaya, you know, and us for Amaya. And I think that's a big thing, right? Like, you have to want this position, you know, and this role for the benefit of the team. And that's the progression that every player makes, right? It's like the first thing you come in as a freshman, you're just like, I just want to play. I want to show people that I can play. And then you get out there and you're just like, whoa, I'm playing. Stressful. You know, now it's like, can I play consistently? And now it's like, can I be I want to be the one that the team can count on night in and night out. And all those things are maturity and progression. And, you know, that's where Amaya's at in her career, and I'm excited for her. And, you know, I know she's going to continue to put the work in. And she's doing a great job, right? Like, we're acting like it's not going well. It is going well, you know? Like, she's top 50 in the nation right now in kills per set,
right? She's had a great start.
Correct.
On the floor.
Yep. And there's little pieces along the way, you know, that she's realizing, hey, my standard is high, and I have to be keyed in on, you know, even some more specifics so that it's, you know, even better for the team than it is right now, and how I can do that. And, you know, that's part of her journey and part of our team journey as well.
Well, let's talk about the team journey as well. Amaya has embraced a leadership role. She also, again, playing at a very high level. She was terrific in the first couple, for sure. What are some of the other pieces on the floor of whom you have high expectations that are coming along?
Yeah, I think that, you know, JC Mesa has played a lot of minutes for us. You know, she's played since her freshman year. She's been in the Bro jersey for a long time now. You know, she's a great team mom a little bit. I think that's a good thing. You know, she creates an environment for her teammates that is, you know, steady and caring. And so, you know, and she's got to lead us on the floor when it comes to the serve receive passing side, right? She's out there all the time. She's got to direct traffic in that. You know, she's done a good job with that over the last couple of years. I also think that she's upped her defensive game mm-hmm. this year. Like, she really did a nice job the first two matches, you know, with her defensive range and keeping us in long rallies and things like that. So that's someone that, you know, we're going to continue to lean heavy on. I think the other player that, you know, is a bright spot for us right now is Kalina Cavillo. She is got a taste of it last year at the end of the year, and now has really established herself as, you know, one of our go-to offensive players.
When she came in, as you mentioned, as a freshman last year, really kind of thrown into it, she didn't blink.
No. You know, all these players come from high-level travel ball teams, you know, high-level high school teams. The biggest part for every player when they get to the college level is, like, you have to give up being a freshman.
I understand what you're
saying. Really
easy.
It's really easy to just be a freshman. But the quicker a younger player gives up being a freshman and just, hey, I'm a Division I athlete, and this is what is required, and this is what I can do and the way that I can help the team – the sooner that happens and they get over being a freshman, the quicker their development's going to be and their contribution to the team. And Kalina gave it up pretty quick.
When you get to November, you don't need any
freshmen on your team. And we usually have a conversation with our freshmen at some point, you know, mid-October, beginning of November. Hey, you've been here all summer and now most of the fall. You're not a freshman anymore. you've been here for 4, 5, 6 yeah. months. So leave that behind. You know, just be a Trojan.
Speak to us, Coach, about the value of the home court, the home atmosphere. You got two this week as we're recording this podcast. Jackson State comes in the home opener at Trojan Arena Saturday, and then Mercer comes in on Wednesday. Good to be home, I know.
Always good to be home.
It is such an atmosphere that your team embraces and flourishes in, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, look, Trojan Arena is a great place to play. We have beautiful facility. Our players leave their blood, sweat, and tears all over that court, you know, and in the practice gym. And so when you can be home in front of their friends, you know, the other classmates that they have, the other students, their parents and family and community members that they engaged with here, you know, that come and rally and support us. There's no better place to play than Trojan Arena. I think it's one of the top, you know, 25 venues in the country to play volleyball, quite honestly, as far as, you know, just the arena and the accoutrements, if you will, yeah. Barry. You know,
the floor and the, you know, the behind the scenes stuff.
You walk in and you're just like, oh, this is going to be a cool place to play volleyball.
Yeah.
And our players are fortunate that, you know, they get to do that every time we're at home. And we do a great job with, you know, our streaming and hosting the teams that come in and things like that. But our players love this place. And this is a piece, Barry, I think, that why they love playing at home.
Okay.
Our players love Troy. They are here. They stay here. They love this place. And that is really meaningful to them. And so playing at home is exceptionally meaningful because they love this place as students and as athletes and as people.
Which is saying something, because recruiting-wise, I ran into you at the Montgomery Airport, you and Coach Musenfechter and Julia, and you were off recruit. You guys cast a wide net, and the people that come in resonate with this community and well, and that's a valuable thing, Coach.
Yeah, and you know, in today's NCAA, that's a whole nother podcast. Right?
Maybe two.
I think that the niche that we're creating for Troy Volleyball,
right,
is that this is home away from home. This is a place where you can come, where you can be for 4 years, where you can grow as a person and as a player, where we care about you as a person, as a player, and we give you that space to mature and grow. And in today's NCAA, that's not always the case. But that's the niche that we've created and the environment and the team culture that we've created. And what it means at times is that there's going to be years that are developmental. And then there's going to be really high peaks. And then there's going to be years of developmental. Because unlike maybe some other places that rely heavily on the transfer portal, where you can be upperclassmen heavy all the time.
Right.
Here, like, we're going to go through a normal ebb and flow. You know, there's going to be times we're going to be really veteran because that's the way that our roster kind of matriculates. And then there's going to be times like this year where we're really balanced. We have as many underclassmen as we do upperclassmen.
Good point.
And next year, we're going to have more underclassmen than we will have upperclassmen. And so, but that's the natural progression of the environment and the niche that we've carved out. And Coach, I'm here for it.
As am I. Coach Lauer, you know, we've already mentioned Georgia and Auburn in the book. Samford, a very good club in the book. Still to come before conference play, you know, you go into Columbus, Ohio, Virginia, Ohio State. Conference play begins later on this month, last week of September, South Alabama, down on the road. Speak to me about the Sun Belt this year, your perceptions.
I think the Sun Belt is squeezing competitively, and I mean that in a good way. I think way back in the day, before Coach Josh at Troy, the Sun Belt was pretty spread out. the top was really good, but the bottom was pretty down. And I think that over the course of the last, 10, 15 years, but especially post-COVID and post the expansion with the addition of, Southern Miss and JMU and Marshall and, now what's happening is the bottom has kind of come up and the top has stayed the same and everything is more competitive in the middle. And so every night, and we have seen just our conference RPI in the time that I've been here post-COVID,
right,
go from like, we're 12th in the nation, then we're 10th in the nation, then we're 8th in the nation. And the last 2 years, we've been 6th in the nation. So like over the last 4 years, the conference continues to get more and more and more competitive. And it's always been a conference where the top has been top 25 caliber team. From the way back in the time when Western Kentucky was in,
right,
up until now, whether it's, Texas State, JMU, Georgia Southern was playing around in the top 30 at one point last year. So like the top has always been really close to a top 25 team. That's what it takes to win the Sun Belt in volleyball. But now, like the bottom and the middle are coming up much, much higher. And that's why, we have to go out and prepare in non-conference a little different than we did in 17, 18, and 19. Because we have 50% of our schedule at times are top 100 teams in conference. Okay? When half of your conference schedule is top 100 teams, you have a couple choices. You can go out in the non-con and just rack up wins.
Right.
But then you put yourself at a real interesting spot when you get into conference and all of a sudden you start playing against top 100 teams.
Right.
So you got to find a balance. And that's what we're constantly trying to do is find that balance to prepare our team to play well throughout the conference season.
Well, the September schedule has already begun against Auburn last Wednesday. The September schedule ends with conference play. It's a pivotal month. Look, players who love Troy, highly talented players, beautiful facility, great competition, great volleyball. There's a lot to like about Troy volleyball these days. Coach Josh Lauer, appreciate all the time.
Thanks, Barry.
All home volleyball matches in the regular year have free admission, and you can check out the schedule, along with everything else pertaining to Troy Athletics, at TroyTrojans.com. Plus, the companion video of this podcast is available on the Troy Athletics YouTube channel. Our Trojan Talk podcasts are always available at TroyTrojans.com/podcasts on the Troy Athletics app and wherever you get your podcasts. For Troy Volleyball Head Coach Josh Lauer and everyone at Troy Athletics, from the Troy University campus, I'm Barry McKnight.